The Power FM Brekkie Show.
I threw up the idea yesterday that I think for the Ballarat Winter Festival, they should have included something cool like curling. Great little activity. We fell in love with it earlier this year when we were watching it at the Winter Olympic Games.
Yes. Such a novel sport. I mean, I'm sure they take it very, very seriously.
Of course they do, yeah.
But I love the – it's like bowling on ice a little bit. You've got a large stone which you slide down an ice court and you want it to stop within what is essentially a target. But there's a lot of tactics in play because you smash other people's rocks out the way.
Yeah.
You have a couple of people who sweep in front of your stone, which we've been discussing off air, either slows down or speeds up the stone. We can't work out which.
Yeah, does one or the other.
We want to bring it to Ballarat in some form or another. I've been doing some research overnight, Jules.
Yep.
Because there's a lot we don't know about curling. And it's a lot more involved than I thought. Apparently.
It's not what I want to hear.
Apparently, they do something to the ice beforehand called pebbling. They pebble the ice, which reduces the friction between the stone and the ice, thus allowing the stone to slide faster and longer. But the thing is, by the end of the match, the pebbling is reduced, which means the stones slide slower. So basically, it'd be a lot like cricket. You'd be playing the pitch and the stone as, you know, as much as, you know, as okay. It develops throughout the game. That's fascinating.
That is interesting. Do you mean by so this pebbling business, the dropping of droplets of water across the surface?
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's going to muck up the ice skating rink? Because we were thinking it'd be cool to have it at the pop-up ice skating rink.
Yeah, because it's the only large block of ice we could, in theory, curl on in Ballarat.
Which I'd be down with.
I'm thinking that's not going to be an option because, yes, we're not going to be able to go and modify the rink.
Yep.
The second issue is apparently the rock, which we're not going to be able to get our hands on. It's like quarried. It's like a rare stone, some kind of granite quarried in Scotland somewhere. It's a 20-kilo stone.
Okay.
Apparently they have to sit on the ice for like 72 hours prior to the event because they have to cool that stone to the temperature of the ice so that it doesn't melt the ice while you're playing.
Sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it?
I know.
Can we just do a modified version?
Well, that's the thing. We're not going to be able to leave a 20-kilo rock in the middle of the ice skating rink, are we?
No.
It feels like a bit of a hazard. So I'm thinking we're going to have to leave out the ice.
Okay.
I know it's like an integral part of curling.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it's going to be possible.
Yeah, okay. What do we do it on then? Like in a car park?
Yeah, maybe.
Or somewhere where it's nice, like a big block of smooth concrete. Oh, we could do it in that Masters car park. No one's using that at the moment.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's a lot of open concrete space.
Actually, there's a lot of people using it for not what it's meant for. Last time I was out, there's people like riding a remote control car on it.
Skateboarding?
Yeah, skateboarding. I was on my unicycle. There were driving instructors doing like reverse parallel parking lessons.
So it's still being used.
It's a well-used little spot, that one. Well, I'm thinking, Jules, we got to be careful, though. If we just eliminate the ice but we're still hurling a heavy rock down a court or arena, it's too close to bowling. So we need it to still be – you know how curling, how the slider, the person who slides it along, they travel with it for a bit and then they release it sort of, you know, at the same pace as the rock? I think we need that motion. So rather than just throwing something or
someone
rolling something, there needs to be like a pushing – motion and a gentle let go, because to me that's important for curling.
What about if we actually used people instead of the rock thing?
Just pushed someone down.
Yeah, but like on wheels, like I don't know.
Like rollerblades or something.
No, or like an office chair.
Oh, that could work.
That's got wheels.
That could work.
So you have somebody run up and push it and then...
Yeah. So like two people on a team.
Yep.
Person A is sitting on the device, office chair, say.
Yeah.
Person B gives them a good hard shove and person A has to finish at a spot like in curling.
I'd say that's a great idea.
It's makeshift curling. Like it is a rough version of the original sport.
Doesn't matter. It's a way to embrace it though.
I think it's a way we can do it in Ballarat because ice isn't looking like a possibility. I mean, unless we get more cold mornings like this, then ice might be a possibility.
Just black ice, just curl all the way down Sturt Street.
Yeah, no, I like where you're at with this, Jules. I think we're heading in the right direction.
I think we are. The Power FM Brekkie Show.